My name is Jae Chul Cook. I am assistant minister of this church. I'm so blessed to speak today. I want to start my sermon with a story. Once upon a time, Finland was ruled by a good king who served his people very well. However, he worried because he had no son who would lead the country when the king was no longer there. So he announced that the country was looking for a man who would marry his daughter and become king. Many young men applied, and 20 were chosen. The king gave them a challenge. He said, "I want you to make a tree which connects the heaven and earth from top to bottom and between our people from left to right." These men brought to him all kinds of trees. Among those chosen, there was a man named John Perrow, a Christian who prayed to God to help him. And he made a cross and brought it to the king. The king understood the real meaning of the cross, which is that connects between God and his people. The king was really impressed with John Perrow, and John became king of the country and ruled the country well. The meaning of the cross was clear. Today, we carried the cross of Christ, the cross which symbolizes the connection between heaven and earth, between God and his people, and which on this day symbolizes the suffering and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. This cross also symbolizes the love of God, who so loved his people that he gave his one and only Son to save them from their sins. We believe that the meaning of the cross has never changed. When Jesus lived on this earth, the Jews were ruled by Rome, and they had to obey the law of Rome as well as the law of God. According to the Roman law, the worst criminals, such as murderers, were sentenced to die on the cross. This sentence was only for Gentiles, not for Roman citizens. The punishment of crucifixion was harsh. The condemned were not allowed to wear any clothing. Their arms and feet were fastened to the cross with heavy nails, driven through their hands and ankles. This was incredibly painful. The condemned struggled to breathe until they died. Our Lord Jesus suffered painfully, and he died on the cross. Many of his believers despaired. However, as you know, our Lord Jesus was raised from the dead, and this gave his followers hope. Apostle Paul says in Romans 5, verse 3, "We also rejoice in suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us. Hope does not disappoint us. Therefore, believers of Christ should have hope in spite of suffering and hardship in their lives because of the example, life and death of our Lord Jesus Christ." Around the 17th century in England, the country was in chaos and people were troubled due to the severe fighting between the kings and the public. Services and meetings at churches were restricted, and preaching was only allowed by authorized ordained ministers approved by the government. And there was a man who preached the word of God without being approved by the government. He was arrested and given a 12-year court sentence. To make matters worse, his wife died, and his children became orphans because nobody cared for them. Through his suffering, he prayed to God, "Lord, I am too much afraid. I don't know what I can do. If you have work for me, I will not be afraid." As soon as he said this, he was moved by the Holy Spirit. The man was told to write a book because he had been given the gift of writing. He was inspired to write because as he prayed, he saw a man walking toward heaven. The name of this writer was John Bunyan, and his book is titled The Pilgrim's Progress. This book has affected many people's lives for more than 400 years. It is considered second only to the Bible in being the most influential religious work ever published in English. Although John's lives and brought them hope in Christ, I'm sure many of you have read this book in your own languages. Let us look at the cross once again. Now I would like to explore the true meaning of the cross of our Lord Jesus. First, the cross symbolizes suffering itself. The cross is suffering itself. When I was a child in South Korea, I heard this story from my parents. In their times, before giving birth, women would know they would go through pain. They would deliberately leave their shoes behind the door, symbolizing hope. They would be able to wear them again after the pain of the childbirth and with new hope for the future. Through the pain and suffering of Christ, man can be born again. He can be saved and be given a new life. This cross of Christ is like the story of the shoes, symbolizing how through pain and suffering we can come closer to God with our hope for the future. While on the cross, our Lord Jesus said in the book of Matthew 27 verse 46, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" In verse 50, when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. Jesus was persecuted and died on the cross. Many people believed that death was the end and were discouraged. However, the death of Jesus was not the end. It was the beginning of the great work of God. Because we know Jesus was raised from the dead. We owe a debt to all our brothers and sisters in Christ who have devoted themselves to God despite all difficulties since our Lord Jesus died. Through them, the gospel has been spoken in many countries, and many people have come to our Lord Jesus. Working through difficulties and struggle help people to have hope for the future. And hope is possible through love. Hudson Taylor was a great missionary in China and the founder of OMF, formerly China Inland Mission. Many Chinese mistrusted Christians who only managed to endure their walk in China with the help of Christ. Taylor was asked to talk to a group of people who planned to preach the gospel in China. "Why do you want to go to China?" Some said, "I'm going there because many people are dying without accepting God." Another said, "Preaching the word of God is the only way to change the country." However, Hudson shared with them how he had succeeded in the ministry of God despite going through all the incredible difficulties. Hudson said, The reason why I preach is because I love God. Without this love, I would not have succeeded. So love is the reason why we live and walk and do the ministry of God. It's because we love God. Not just want to make any changes. The second meaning of the cross gives us hope. The cross gives us hope. The Romans persecuted many believers of Christ during the period of 33 and 313 AD. Around 380, there was conflict between Roman emperors and governors. A man named Constantine, later known as Constantine the Great, when he became emperor, he saw a vision of Christ holding the cross. Constantine felt that the Spirit of God was telling him, "You will win your battle holding the flag of the cross." He bowed down and repented his sins against God. After he accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, he became the Roman Emperor and made Christianity the national religion of the Roman Empire. Many people were now allowed to believe in and worship God. The cross of Jesus had brought believers hope, and the message of God saved many people's lives. We are destined to die because we are sinners, but we are given hope and new life through the cross, upon which Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, died. The book of Romans 3 verse 23 and 24 says, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus." I do believe Christians are people of hope. We believers of Christ are people of hope. In Germany, during the war, a man named Jürgen Moltmann enlisted in the army. He saw terrible things, people dying and buildings destroyed. It was very hard for him to survive. In this time of desperation, he listened to a sermon from a minister in the army around 1945. the message touched his heart because it gave him the hope of living. Later, he accepted Jesus and was guided to swear with the world how he survived through hope of Christ. He also wrote a book titled Theology of Hope. In this book, he tells why human beings need to have hope and how the hope helps people to survive in this world. Even today, we need hope to survive. The hope we get through Christ. This hope is still the reason why we live and walk for Christ. The third meaning we get from this cross is that the cross leads us to salvation. The cross leads us to salvation. Before our Lord Jesus died on the cross, he said in John 19 verse 30, "It is finished. It is finished." Jesus was sent into this world was to save his people from their sins. Salvation began through the death of Jesus on the cross and was fully completed through his resurrection. The book of Matthew 27, verse 51 certifies, "The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. In the holy temple of Israel, there was a place called Holy of Holies. The high priest was only allowed to enter the sacred place once a year, through the curtain separating God and his people. According to the law of Moses, the Jews were supposed to give sacrificial offerings to God by killing animals for their own sins. However, our Lord Jesus sacrificed his life to save his people from their sins. Because of what our Lord did, we do not believe that we have to make sacrifices in the old ways. That is why Jesus said, 'It is finished.'" Hebrews 9 verse 28 certifies, "Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people." These three messages which we get from the cross have influenced many people's lives for the past 2,000 years, and they still do so in our community, our society, and our nations. During the 19th century, there was a great evangelist named D.L. Moody in America. One day, a man asked Moody, "Can you change our world through evangelism?" Moody said, "I don't think God has called me to change this world. This world is like a wrecked boat, which is impossible to repair. However, believers of Christ need to help many people to come to God by using life jackets in the boat. Our job as Christians does help people to come to God through the message of God. Then our Lord will take them closer to God in his time and in his ways. In the process, we are called to do our best by swearing God's love and grace with our family members, friends, and neighbors. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2 says, 'Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season.' In my own life, I have tried my best to share the word of God with my friends and family members and neighbors, so that more people could accept Jesus as their Savior and Lord. The message of the cross began a long time ago, but still changes us today, and will help many people come to our Lord Jesus in the future. Believing the message of the cross could give us suffering, but we also have hope and salvation through Christ. The message of the cross tells us of the power of God. It is the gospel. In Greek, the word is euangelion, the good news of Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. The gospel is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. This day, Good Friday, tells us of the death and the end of Christ. It also tells us of the resurrection and the beginning of Christ. Remember, our Lord Jesus said, "Go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them and teaching them. I am with you always, to the very end of the age." May God be with you. May God bless you. Let us pray to our Lord. Almighty God, we thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you that you sent your Son Jesus to die for us and to save us from our sins. Our Lord Jesus died on the cross. He took all of our sins, anxieties, distress, and despairs. But he gave us hope. It is the hope that we are able to succeed on this earth as well as in heaven. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done for us. Help us to live and walk for you at all times. Thank you, Lord. I pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.